Babe, what time is it? When did you come to bed? Why did you slip into bed without telling me? No, I'm not upset. I'm just concerned. You never just come to bed without snuggling up to me. And look at all this bed between us. Some people say that to be known is to be loved, and I love you more than enough to know when there's something wrong. Come here to me, my sweet boy. Roll over and come into my arms so I can cuddle you. Don't protest, my love. I'm very serious. Do you think I'm going to allow you to lie in my bed, frustrated and stressed out, and not do anything about it? Pet, I'm not going to allow you to act like this. I understand you've had a bad day. I really do. But that doesn't give you a right to be a brat. I may not consider myself to be a brat breaker, but I'll make an exception if you keep acting like this. Do you understand me? Say yes, mistress. Louder. Good. Now we can get back to the more important things. Come here, sweet boy. That's what I thought. Now, no more talking. You've lost your speaking privileges for the time being. Just nod or shake your head. Do you understand? Good. Now let me wrap my arms around you. One arm cradling your head, another on your back. Isn't that nice, my sweet boy? I can feel the tension in you. Like you're wound tighter than a spool of thread. That simply won't do. You need your rest, and you can't rest without being relaxed. Match my breathing, sweet boy. In and out. I can feel you starting to relax already. I want you to focus on what you're feeling right now, physically. Nothing outside this bed matters right now. Feel the warmth of this bed, of me holding you close. The softness of my breath against your ear and neck. I want you to luxuriate in the feeling of the sheets rubbing against your skin. Focus on my fingers running through your hair, on the little scratches on the back of your head. You deserve this. You deserve good things. When you've had a rotten day, and you want nothing more than to feel loved and wanted, to feel valued. You deserve to have that. And I want to give it to you, my sweet boy. There was an article I read today talking about how men are touch starved, and it's hard for men to know when they need physical affection, and even harder to know how to ask for it. Is that what happened today, love? You didn't know how to ask for what you needed? That's perfectly okay. It's a learning experience, so that you can learn how to ask for what you need. I love to cuddle you, to feel your relaxed warmth resting in my arms, listening to your breathing slow down as you realize how safe and loved you are with me. I feel there's a terrible stigma against men receiving affection, that it's less masculine or unattractive. But it's important to me that you know I will never think of you that way. Knowing what you need from your partner and being able to ask for it is a good thing. I never want you to feel shame about needing something, sweet boy. With me, you're safe from everything. This bed, this place, when the two of us are tangled together like this, it's like our own universe. Nothing exists outside of these sheets and blankets and all of our lovely warmth. No stress, no obligations, not a single thing that can ruin our togetherness. For example, the only thing that matters right now is how my nails feel scratching against your scalp. Watching that blissful look on your face when I do that is just so charming. It makes me just want to kiss you on that cute forehead. Now come here, sweet boy. That's it. Just a little closer. Press your face into my neck and just feel that togetherness. Maybe I just wanted you closer so I could scratch your head better. Or rub at those cute little ears. And I feel your breath slowing down against me. Really, all of those things make me happy. Because, sweet boy, you make me happy. Your hair smells lovely. Have you been using that new shampoo I bought you? Do you like it? That's good. You always smell good. But I like how your hair smells, especially. Oh, and good job remembering you're not allowed to talk. You can in the morning. But for now, just keep nodding or shaking your head. Since I have you all wrapped up in my touch, I want you to really relax now. Starting from your toes, feel the relaxation washing over you. Feel it like settling into a warm pool of happiness and comfort. Let that flow up your legs, into your calves, and your knees. Feel how tangled up we are, and let yourself melt. That warmth keeps rising into your thighs and your hips, up your back. Feel my touch on your back. Let it be another source of warmth and love for you, sweet boy. Still further up, through your belly, into your chest and clavicle. That's my beautiful, sweet boy. I can feel how calm you are, how slow and even your breathing is. Let that kiss to the side of your head be a source of warmth that flows through your head, into your ears, into your scalp. Your eyelids look so heavy. My lovely boy. You don't have to fight it. You can drift off whenever you like. How about I tell you what we'll do tomorrow? We'll start the day off cuddling. And then we'll have breakfast. I think pancakes sound absolutely heavenly. After that, we'll cuddle again. Maybe make a cuddle puddle on the couch. Binge watch some Avatar. We'll take as many pillows and blankets as possible and get as comfortable as we can. Some TV, some junk food. Some snuggles, some kisses, and then at night, we'll watch some scary movies, and if you get scared, I'll keep you safe. And at night, well, I think you know what we'll get up to. Someone's breathing has gotten pretty slow. Did my sweet boy fall asleep on me? In the middle of a cuddle? Color me surprised. Sweet dream. We have a big day of doing nothing tomorrow.